Premier of South Australia is on the line. He's been great with his time with us. He joins us every morning. Once again, Stephen Marshall, thank you so much. Can I ask you, I heard you comment yesterday about financial help is on the way, and I've heard ScoMo, the Prime Minister, say it as well. What's the latest? What can you tell us about financial assistance?
Look, we know people are going to be massively inconvenienced and financially affected by this lockdown, but we've got to do it to make sure that it doesn't flow through South Australia so that we're in an extended lockdown. But there's got to be compensation, and the Treasurer and I will be standing up later this morning with that package. Obviously, the feds are responsible for part of it. The state governments are responsible for another part of it. So we tend to look after businesses at the state level, and the federal government looks after those people who lose hours because of the lockdown situation. Now, there is some complexity to that, which will be sorted out today. The feds can only make payments to those areas that are declared hotspots. And of course, because this is in the early stages, not all of South Australia has been declared as a hotspot at the moment, but we'll clarify that situation with the feds between now and when we stand up later today. But what I can say to you and to your listeners, we have been, I think, supportive of businesses and individuals affected by the coronavirus to date, and that will continue with the announcements that we make later this morning. In fact, when the Commonwealth Parliamentary Office, the independent umpire, did the analysis state by state, so this is at the national level, South Australia was the second most generous in the country, and you can expect that to continue when we bring down our package later this morning.
Fantastic. What can you tell us about the latest case this morning? Is it a close contact? Were they isolating? How much have they been moving around the community?
Well, I've only just received the update, but I don't have all the full details, and Professor Spurrier will do that, but they are a close contact. So that is a... Look, I've got to say, at 9 o'clock yesterday, I was feeling a little bit pessimistic. I mean, this was a... You know, somebody that was at a restaurant with somebody, and it was in a very, very short period of time that exposure turned into a positive case. But we've had a huge response in terms of testing across South Australia, and to have just one case overnight does make me feel more optimistic, although the health professionals say, we know you're a very optimistic person, Stephen, but let's just wait this one out. This is a nasty disease. People were optimistic in other parts of Australia, the minute turns very quickly. But I am naturally an optimistic person, and I know the people of South Australia will be doing the right thing, and I think working together we will get through this. And this seven-day lockdown is not something we wanted to do, but 7 days, I think we'll be able to stop this dead in its tracks, and I think that's everybody's objective at the moment.
Fantastic. Please don't take this as criticism at all, but I heard you talk the other day about having more staff on hand for, as far as the testing's concerned. We have had people ring our radio station. We've had people on Triple M saying, yeah, I've been there since 9 o'clock last night. I'm still in the queue. And, you know, a lot of people are waiting many, many hours, 8, 9 or 10 hours. Will that situation improve over the next day or so?
Look, I've got two messages here. First of all, a massive thank you to everybody who is doing the right thing, who is going and getting tested. This is our front line, and I think it just shows the spirit that we have in South Australia that people are turning up. The issue is, of course, they're turning up in extraordinary numbers to do the right thing, numbers like we've never seen before. And even though we have been able to significantly flex up that workforce, it's not meeting the demand. So again, today, we'll be very significantly expanding our capacity, working virtually every lever we possibly can to expand that. But I do want to apologise to anybody who has been waiting. I know, just, you know, soul-destroying waiting, sitting there in a car, but what you're doing is really keeping our state safe and our economy strong. We do have 86 sites right across South Australia. A lot of people only think about Victoria Park because it's high profile and it's 24/7. I had one person that texted me this morning and said, look, he got to the Victoria Park race course at about 4:45 this morning, 7-hour wait. Actually drove to another site. He's the fourth car in line when it opens up at 8 o'clock this morning. So you can go to the SA Health website and you can type in your postcode, and it can show you where the testing station is closer to you. But look, there are going to be delays. There were delays last time. What I do know, though, is that we're looking at every single option to expand that, because we don't want people to be adversely impacted like they are at the moment, because we don't want people turning away and saying, this is too hard. So I promise you, we'll be doing everything we can to expand that capacity again today.
Being a Port supporter, Steve, I thought you might have let crowds go to Travis Boak's 300th game, mate. I'm really surprised you sent him to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, look, these are extraordinary times.
Yes.
I mean, what a champion of the game, and of course a champion for Port Adelaide. But look, at the moment, as obsessed as I sometimes am with the Port Adelaide Football Club, there's only one obsession for me at the moment, that's getting through this next 7 days.
Yep,
Rude, we'll celebrate his 400th, all right? Premier, thank you so much for coming on again.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
There he is. Premier of South Australia, Stephen Marshall.